Hello, it's Wednesday, the 30th of October in the year of our Lord 2024. Back with another one of our election special episodes. We're going to be doing an episode every single night running up to the election with my favourite people from the United States. We spoke to the wonderful David Sumrall from Stop Hate yesterday and discussing January the 6th. Well, today I found my sister over in the USA. It is so bizarre how we came to know each other. She's come and she's given her time
Isn't
for us to support Public Child Protection Wales. She's come on the podcast-a-thons, but her and I have never just had a one-to-one chat. We met through an incredible lady who's been on the show, Deborah Williams, an American prophet. I was speaking to her regularly. I had her on my show, and she phoned me up one day. She goes, "Lou, I need to introduce you to Tanya Joy Gibson. You two are a force to be reckoned with, and I think you two are going to reach out to the new age." And she said it apparently to Tanya, and then she said it to me as well. Well, we've met, we've spoken dozens of times. We have got on so well. I honestly feel like I've known her for years. I
Forever.
am delighted to introduce Beauty for Ashes podcast host, actress, singer extraordinaire, Tanya Joy Gibson. Hey,
Oh,
girl.
you're the best. That was
You're the
such a nice
best.
intro. And now when I talk to you, well, I'm going to have to get it in my head first, but I'm going to have to practice my accent.
We do like practicing accents. I try and do
I do.
America,
I
but
do very much. There
Tanya's
we
very good
go.
at the English. Here we go. There she goes. Off you go,
There we
darling.
go.
The
Then I
rainy.
can pretend. What town are you from again, love?
I'm from Watford originally, but I'm here down in Totnes.
Waterford? Wait, you're from Waterford?
No, Watford.
Watford. Okay. Well,
Watford.
probably
It's where the
your
Bilderberg
accent.
was. Bilderberg 2013 was in my hometown.
Oh, wow.
There you
Well,
go.
your accent is my most favorite. It is one of my favorites to do. I'm not that great at it. There's still aspects of my Chicago that jump in there, but I do love it. And I love when we send messages and I hear your voice, and then I can do it really well.
Honestly, if anyone listened back to mine and Tanya's messages, there's me trying to talk in an American accent, and she sounds like what was it from? My Fair Lady, Rain in Spain. But
The
anyway,
rain in
let's.
Spain. Yes.
There we
Well, it's
go.
so great to be here. I love your show. I love what you guys do over there. And, you know, the coolest thing about technology, right, is the fact that we can do this. The fact that you can be
Exactly.
in another land, I can be in this land, and we can connect and talk and share. And it just brings the world so much smaller.
It does. It does. So before we're going to obviously discuss the kids and Hollywood and everything else. But first of all, the election. We are now 6 days away. My question is, it's got too big to steal now, but I think, could they possibly do that and then we have military come in control? Or is something so big going to happen within the next 6 days that there won't be an election? What are your thoughts about November 5th, 2024, and what's going to happen?
It is, you know, I would say the most bizarre space to be in the world right now is in this in between of knowing that, like, this big day is coming. I'm sure you've seen, we've already had mail-in drop-off boxes catching fire, just catching
Wow, I didn't
fire.
know that.
They're just catching fire, like, just l destroyed. The votes are gone from the boxes. I know there's at least more than one. I don't know exactly how many there have been, but this darkness, and I feel like the reason I say this darkness, this evil, it's so much bigger than just pointing a finger at the Democrats. It's so much bigger than just pointing the finger at the liberals, or even pointing a finger at the WEF or the WHO or the CIA or any of the three-letter agencies. It's bigger than all of that combined because it is so evil. And so what I believe at the core is the devil he does not want this to happen. He does not want America saved. He does not want her turned back towards God. He does not want God's people to win. And so he is putting all the stops out to one, you know, I mean, they've tried to kill Trump multiple times. That didn't work. They tried to put him in prison, you know, by bringing him to, you know, on all the court cases. That didn't work. They've tried to remove him from the ballots, you know, for people that don't remember that, that happened months ago. That didn't work. They've tried to create civil war. That hasn't worked. They just have been manipulating the weather. That's how come they went and destroyed all through the
I want to discuss that. I want to discuss that in a moment.
And that didn't work. And so now they're trying to, you know, burn the ballots. I don't know what is coming, but I believe we should all be on high alert at all times, because the polls are showing Trump is high. He is, I mean, it's the early voting is coming in. People are going and voting, and they are going, I don't know what they're going to do, but I don't think the fight's going to be over even by November 5th. I think we're going to see this and an increase all the way until the inauguration in January.
Yeah. So do you think it will go ahead? Do you think they're going to go?
Do
you
think I'm not sure. I have gone back and forth on some of these details because I've heard, you know, I listened to so many people and I've heard we're not going to have an election. And months ago, that's what I've fully believed. And the closer it gets, I don't know if maybe people thought that. And then because of prayer and because of God's people and because of the social media that's making this stuff very apparent very quickly, if, you know, maybe they were attempting to, I think, obviously not have an election, but because it keeps failing, I don't know. I feel like a lot of these things that have been said and talked about are fluid and not verbatim. You know what I mean? Even when you think of prophecy, God says something, but let's say somebody gets a prophetic word. If you don't partner with the word and you don't partner with the Lord, that word could just, you know, fall into bad soil and it doesn't grow. It doesn't birth. And I think that could be partly what we're seeing. I don't know. I mean, I would not be surprised, like, you know, put it that way. I would not be surprised if all of a sudden something happens and we go into some form of lockdown or something that pushes the election back. But I also would not be surprised if we go through the full election, see the results, and then continue to see, you know,
the steal.
Yeah, because so the thing is, here in the States, I've worked with a couple of organizations. One of the best, one of the top groups is what the heck are they called? I'm trying to pull it up really quick because I literally just saw it. Let me pull up my friend's name. They've been on my show a couple of times, and they have done an amazing job at exposing election integrity issues. And they're very careful. It's not saying election fraud. It's literally election integrity, because there is so much that is wrong with the system of our elections. It's not just sovereign American citizens. That's what they're called. It's not just the boxes that are bad, right? The drop-in boxes. It's not just the machines that are online. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when I went and voted, I saw tons of computers that are all plugged in to the internet. How does that happen? And they come up with the excuses of, oh, well, that's just how they're tallying. Well, why? It doesn't make sense. How can that be online? Because then you can screw it up at that level, you know? They have exposed the inconsistency in voter rolls. There are still thousands upon thousands of voter names on ballot list or on, you know, voter rolls throughout the country that have never been cleaned up. These things have never been fixed. We've been talking about it for 4 years and it's never been fixed, right? There's still inconsistencies and brokenness in every state across the country. So the fix was never fixed. You know what I'm saying? The fix is in. That hasn't been fixed. No one's corrected it. We have talking points. People are doing individual things, and in small counties, it's getting corrected. But at the big scale, it hasn't been fixed. So to me, I go, well, how in the world can anything be different. Other than
I can remember back in 2020, because again I was doing podcasts running up to that election, and it came up about the Dominion machines after, and they saw the inconsistencies of the Dominion. We then dug into who's behind the Dominion machines.
Right.
So, gentleman called, he's English, Lord Malloch Brown. Lord Malloch Brown is the CEO of George Soros's Open Society.
Yeah.
And then you look at the people he's linked to. He's linked to Carrie Simmons, who's our former Prime Minister, Boris Johnson's. Mm-hmm. He was, she split up the marriage. She had the affair with him. She split up the marriage. And guess who she's linked to? Well, she's linked to Lord Malloch Brown through the Oceanic Project, which was linked to the Tarahumar Project of Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah. Because they're all intertwined. They're all connected. They're all mixed.
Discussion. All of them are all, you can go back, as I bring up this all the time, you can go back to the case of Marc Dutroux in Belgium during the 80s, who was convicted as a lone wolf, stealing children, abusing children.
Yeah.
Hundreds of children in Belgium went missing. He went and said who he was employed by, which was the elite.
Yeah.
But he was charged as a lone wolf. You can find links from the Marc Dutroux case in the 80s, going through to the Jimmy Savile.
Right.
Going through to Jeffrey Epstein, going through to Weinstein, going through to Balenciaga, and going to Diddy. It's all connected.
Well, think about it, though. Again, that goes back to the original thing that we were saying. This is evil. It is biblical. It has not just started in our generation.
It's been a spiritual war.
Exactly. It's a spiritual war, and it's been going on since the beginning of time.
Time, yes.
Except that we are in an accelerated time and space right now, I believe.
So we keep seeing people saying this is the time of revelation and everything else. Now, I can't remember if it was Deborah Williams, Amanda Grace, or Robin Bullock years and years ago when I first started coming, you know, when I first started coming to the Lord around the 2020 time. I can remember watching Prophecy, and they were explaining we are in the times of Jonah. Now, they're bringing it up again now, but this was way back in 2020, that Jonah was sent to Nineveh to give them 100 years to change their ways and focus back on God and all the, you know, and turn their back to the disgusting things that were going on. I really, truly believe we're in those times. And I think it's the deep state that are trying, the Satan is trying to push forward God's agenda. I don't know if I'm wrong there.
Well,
but I don't feel that we're in Revelation. I don't think we're there yet. Really don't.
I would agree with you, and I think, the one who has said it, who I've heard, is, I know Deb Williams has said it, I believe too. But the one I've heard say that about the time being, you know, pushing, is Robin Bullock, and that that they have tried what he is saying, and he has said it consistently, and so has Johnny Enlow. They've both said it, that the enemy has tried to mess with time. And so what we are experiencing is him trying to push the timeline up instead of waiting for God's timing, right? I think that's exactly what we're dealing with. And I think that we are experiencing certain aspects of the book of Revelation. However, when you start to really dive into the word and you start looking at Daniel, Ezekiel, Exodus, Revelation, these are time, and there's more. These time periods all reflect each other. They all have an antichrist-like spirit. They all have an aspect of killing the innocent. They all have an aspect of destroying and going after and going against God's plan. Again, and that's why I say, and this is a deep conversation. I don't need to get into this real deep right now. I am starting to become someone who believes that the book of Revelation is somewhat cyclical. And yes, there is a point in time when Jesus, when it's over, whatever. I know we're getting closer, but I don't look at the book of Revelation as a timeline chronologically per se. I believe that there have been time periods that are lined up to the Book of Revelation multiple times. Now, right now, yeah, we are in a cycle where I believe we're getting ready to reap a harvest. And that's a cycle. I mean, think of everything God did is this cycle, right? We go through our seasons, cyclical, we go through cycles. And so I think that we are in a season where there's going to be a harvest, and the harvest is both good and bad. So that's why I think we're seeing so many deaths. We're seeing so much of that sickle of that harvest coming in, both good and bad. The evil is being taken out, and the prodigals and the good is being brought in.
Yeah. Amen. Totally believe it. But there's certainly the deep state are ramping things up. I mean, yeah. I want to talk about the storm. I sat up and watched Helena and Milton the whole time. I was following the storm chasers. Yeah. And is it Ryan Hall, the weather guy? Ryan Hall, who's a patriot. Okay. I think I've been friends with him for years. He does all the weather. And I was following the storm chasers.
Yeah.
And what they'd noticed, that there were anomalies in the ocean where there was like a grid yes. pattern put up.
Yes.
Now, I know there are planes that do fly into the eye of the storm because they measure it, but there's certain planes that they go in, and that's how they can test, you know, how bad it is. Mm-hmm. But there were these weird anomalies going in the sea, almost driving it in one direction.
Yes.
To a certain direction of, and we know they use HAARP. We know North Carolina and what FEMA and what they have done to those people. And yeah. then watching that helicopter come and hover over all those aid.
Oh my gosh, I know, right?
I mean, that was another level of evil.
The whole thing is so, there is nothing that is straightforward. And again, that goes back to biblical things. Satan is the god, if you will, of chaos and disorder, right? So anything that happens that is so dark and twisted, and it's like the elections. There's a million, you can't just point your finger at one thing. It's the same with this storm. I used to think, I knew that weather is modified, and I've known that for years. All you have to do is go read some of the, I don't know, hundreds of patents that are out there that are free for anyone to look at. Weather has been being modified via patent since like the 60s. That's nothing new. Disney did a show back in 1959 talking about it and talking about this huge hurricane and how they could steer it back out to the ocean to save and protect the people on the land. If they can do that, they can do the reverse. They can take it and steer it into the land exactly where they want it. I know there's HAARP. HAARP manipulates the weather. The chemtrails and the planes that are spraying the seeding, the clouds, that manipulates the weather. There is another organization here, and I forget their name, but they send up these plastic balloons into the atmosphere to block the sun. That is a way to manipulate the weather. And then you've got the simple under the earth stuff. We've got tunnels everywhere. It's not hard to do that. It's not hard to have streams coming up through those tunnels or air or whatever you want to do to impact the ground level, right? We know that there are things under the ocean. There are submarines. There are, I've even heard that there's, you know, like, military bases under there. We know there's military bases underground. So they can manipulate this. They can impact the weather in so many ways. They can direct. How in the world does a hurricane that needs water leave the water, travel 800 miles north, and then 300 miles like into the atmosphere and cause a deluge? It's not possible. It has to be manipulated. It absolutely has to. And so not only were there videos like you're saying where you can see the bubbling up and you can see it in the water, you also can see in the weather, what is that called? You know, the pictures that you see from the sky where you can see the
isobar. Oh, yes.
What are those called? Like the media, you know, those videos.
It's like the isobars, aren't they? When all the lines are coming
and like
together.
you can see the direction of the clouds, and that's how they show you.
Yeah.
If you pull up the weather map and you look at the radar, that it's the radar probably. But in the radar images, number one, this hurricane started. Well, no, this one didn't. I'm sorry, I'm confusing Helene and Martin.
Milton, yeah.
Yeah,
Milton really started off as nothing. They didn't think, and they've got, I've seen today, there's another one coming.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was another one already that I don't know what happened to it. It fizzled out. There was one that was supposed to come after Milton, a third one. Wow, I mean, there were two major hurricanes. We were in Florida during both in a matter of 2 weeks. That, do you know that there is more devastation? And I'm sure you know this and have seen this. There are more people supposedly dead and missing from Hurricane Helene than there were at 9/11.
Wow.
By three times. 9/11 killed, I think, 4,000, 5,000, something like that. This is in the upwards of 15,000 people, and no one is reporting on it. Well, I shouldn't say no one. Let me take that back. The patriots are, the people who know, we are getting the word out. But it is nowhere on mainstream. It is nowhere the devastation. I have a friend who's up in that region in working in the hospitals, and they are so... they can hardly function because of the destruction and the death and the depth of what really happened up there in those mountains. And everyone's just moved on. The mainstream, no one's talking about it. No one's addressing it. They're not talking about where are all these people. They're not, I mean, FEMA was preventing people from getting up in there.
Weren't they threatening to arrest people, like patriots who wanted to use their own helicopters, like to go and help people? They were threatening with arrest,
right?
And be able to help people because FEMA wasn't going there because FEMA's all the money's gone to to these illegal immigrants, which we're having the same frigging thing here.
Yeah,
I mean, not onto the scale of yours and what is going on there, but you know, it will come here and it has started to come here. We've got, you know, working like fighting age men. We've got no families of refugees coming in.
Right.
No families, especially, I mean, I'm in rural Devon, right down the southwest.
Yeah.
And it's military aged men.
Yes.
So all FEMA's money's gone to that. Well, your own, I mean, what they're doing, and they're doing it all over the world, but it starts with you. It's all come from you. We know we need to look to America. God has chosen your one nation under God.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
they will do anything to destruct.
Right.
They will do anything to destruct America.
Right.
But where America goes, the whole world follows. And the UK is pretty close up behind when America starts going. Yeah. Okay. You've got Canada in there, but the UK is pretty close to going exactly the same.
It's not, to me, it's not a something that should be looked at, you know, as an arrogance of America. It's just not. That's part of the time. I mean, when you search out the scriptures, that's what happens. Every time period has a different nation that influences the world for some good, bad, and different. And that's, we're seeing the same thing. You know what I mean? It's nothing different. But yeah, absolutely. There are the stuff that's going on. I mean, this is, sorry, my dryer's going off. Hopefully you don't hear that. This is nuts. I mean, the days that we're living in, and again, like the storms, this is serious. This is real serious what is going on, you know, right now. And I don't know what's going to happen next, but I don't believe it's over. This is not, you know, they have to be careful in some aspect. They can't just do storm, 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 or everyone goes, oh, it's manipulated. You know what I mean? They have to have so, it's like the boxes.
Yeah, but they've got that good excuse. They've got their good excuse now, haven't they? Climate change. You know, the cult of climate change.
But think about it. If they just put storm after storm to destroy the whole
Earth. Oh, yes, true.
Like they have to use multiple tools.
Angles, yeah.
Multiple angles.
Do. Yeah, they absolutely do. We're seeing a lot. I know, well, as you know, I've been focused on this Diddy stuff.
Yeah.
And there's more and more coming out. We know there's going to be hundreds of victims. We know we are looking at the destruction of Hollywood right as we're talking. It's coming down. My thoughts are there's still people screaming. I mean, obviously I've been dealing with the child abuse. I never thought I'd do it. I never thought I'd be able to cope. But once you have children and you see what these people who are supposed to be looking after us, you know, our leaders of these countries and what they're involved in. For me, I just felt compelled that I wasn't going to shut up about this. It has to be exposed. Yeah. I know just little lonely me can't go and rescue millions of kids and whatever. What I can do is try and be a voice to expose it. And I know people don't like it and you lose a lot of people because the subject of child abuse is very uncomfortable. But part of the reason that is because it isn't talked about.
Right.
It has to, I know how uncomfortable it is for people. I know it's a horrible subject, but it's actually not happening to you. It's happening to the most vulnerable and the most organic and the one thing that we should all be protecting. It's happening to them.
Right.
It is every single adult's duty to be talking about it and exposing it. But unfortunately, it's the elephant in the room. It's the elephant in the room.
It is the elephant in the room. And it's because we've got a culture that has taken the sanctity for life and thrown it out the window. We don't care about life anymore. We've killed what, something like almost 100 million or billion, I forget, I'd have to look at the world clock, in abortions.
Yeah.
Since Roe v. Wade. We kill our old people.
We're killing more people within the womb than we are on the natural. And what they're saying, I mean, I'm going to come back, Kamala, what she's saying about people's reproductive rights. That's exactly what Trump's doing. Rights to reproduce.
Right.
You know, it's disgusting the way that that campaign is going. But going back to the Diddy. So
yeah,
we're seeing the whole of Hollywood.
I think this has the potential to bring down not only, here's the interesting thing. It's not just bringing Hollywood, it's bringing the music industry down.
Yeah. But where I was going with this is everyone's still calling. We haven't seen the horrors exposed of Epstein Island. Right. Yes, I think Jeffrey Epstein's still alive and probably sitting in Guantanamo Bay being looked after because he is the evidence. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's flipped because I think he's still alive. I think he was got out of there. I think Ghislaine Maxwell is actually in Guantanamo. I don't believe she's wherever she's supposed to be at all. And I think the reason these documents are sealed is because what went on there was so horrific. We know Bill Gates was over there a lot.
Right.
Jeffrey Epstein was obsessed with eugenics and stuff like that. The stories that I've heard that were going on in there were so diabolical, like nothing that we could even imagine. So all this is coming out with Diddy. More and more people are being absolutely disturbed and disgusted of what's going on. I do believe the Dizzy exposure is preparing people for the real horrors that their royal families, their high-class politicians, the people within power are really getting up to. Because I think when his arrest and everything else, the public weren't ready for it.
Right. I still don't think that half the people are ready for it.
I think this is the Diddy exposure.
Yeah.
You know, because Diddy's every single person, majority, you know, from our age down and even older, knows who Diddy is, knows who Beyonce is, knows who Ashton Kutcher is.
Right.
You know, the list is just so diabolical.
Right.
And then you've got the billionaires who are behind Diddy, Ron Burkle. I mean, this Ron Burkle. He had a plane called Fuck Force One, and he went on Africa trips with Clinton and Epstein to Africa. And he owns Airbnb, he owns Spotify, he's the Whole Foods guy. And he's behind movies. Ron Burkle is everywhere and no one talks about this Ron Burkle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I think the Diddy stuff's going.
You're so good at diving into all that. You know more about it than I do, actually. I mean, I'm seeing it from a high level and I think it's gonna be difficult, I will say, for the people that, I mean, I know a lot of people in the entertainment industry and not a lot, okay, not compared to some people, but I know a good amount and like Christians, right? Christian ones. And I think—
Where's the Me Too movement? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, well,
Where's the Me Too movement?
Here's the thing though, a lot of them, they still don't understand that this is what's going on. They don't understand that their biggest, I mean, there's actors, right, that I'll see someone share about because it's like, you know, they're so talented from a acting perspective. And I'll tell you, I can't watch them because I know what they really are about. I don't care how talented they are.
I'm the same. I can't watch movies with actual kids in the movies anymore.
Right.
Knowing what goes on those sets. Can't watch Robert De Niro anymore. Can't watch any of it.
Exactly.
None of it. I can't watch none of it. None of it.
I know.
So it's the fact that these are the biggest people. You know, what they've done to the music industry and some of these young rappers. Even my Jack's waking up because he used to follow that XXX Tentagel or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Who was trying to expose it. He was deeply involved. And then as when he came out of it, they tried to destroy him. And then he's dead, this young lad.
Right. And that's what happens to them. If anyone tries to expose it, they're going to get rid of you. I mean, it's why they cancel us. It's why they, you know, it's why when you're trying to get a job or something and you've got any sort of a voice about anything,
that's it.
You're canceled.
And they always pick what I've known. I don't know if you found the same, because I know you've gone through that. You've really gone through it. But they go for the weakest link within sort of movements.
Of course.
So you,
yeah, and I never
single mum, you're battling.
Than...
You're battling the, you know, you're battling things for your kids' sake. I'm obviously also single mum, battling stuff.
Right.
But they go to the weakest link.
Exactly.
Who haven't got the support network, who's a mum, and they'll make you sound like you're going insane. The censorship, the cancellation, you're unable to bring money in to put food on the table because they've made it impossible for you to go. And all you're doing, it's not like you're out there going in and actually going into the crime scenes.
Right.
I mean, wish we could. We're just reporting our research.
Right. We're just telling the truth.
We're telling the truth, and they go for the weakest links.
Yep.
And I know what you, I mean, you've gone through stuff. You're a Christian. You're a mum. You know about the agendas that they've done because it's affected you. It's affected me. It's affected so many parents.
Yeah. Yep.
But you went through it so bad, and I don't know how you did that because it was shocking. I don't know if you want to talk about it here. We don't need to talk about it if you don't want to.
When the Huffington Post came after me, you mean?
That's it. Yeah. I don't know if
tell us
the story of what they did to you.
Yeah. And again, it was one of those things where my mind after the fact, and I'll tell you the story in a second, but after the fact, my mind was torn between, is this real? Am I making this bigger than it seems? Like, why would they come after me?
No, you didn't. You weren't making it bigger. You were not making it bigger at all. They were after you.
That first 48 hours, that was what my mind couldn't, because like you said, they do go after the small, like, who am I? What the heck? Why would they go after me? You know what I mean? The fact that even somebody would have heard what I said was shocking to me, quite frankly. But here's what happened. I talk a lot and did a lot.
Yeah, tell us the whole story to our listeners because, you know, this first, and hopefully we can do more shows together because this is a really amazing conversation.
I would love to do that, darling.
Thank you, darling. Off you go.
Like, I'm from the UK and that makes me very happy.
Oh, darling. So tell the whole story. Let's just tell the story and I'm going to shut up.
No, it's not good. Okay. So, you know, I have my podcast and I was traveling during a season a lot and speaking at churches, speaking at Patriot events, you know, county small moms events, different events. And I was exposing a lot about Disney. And then I was correlating how Disney and how much they've had, you know, just like you, exposing how they have been abusing children. But then tying in how that also is tied into this whole transgender religion. And that's what I call it. It's a religion and it's connected to Baal worship.
It's a cult.
But it's part of Satan, you know, the satanic mindset. So when you understand that Baal and Moloch, especially Moloch, the statue of Moloch, is a transsexual person. It's a man with woman's body with animal parts and like a goat head. And that is a symbol for the satanic temple. It's a symbol for satanic things, and it goes way back to the scriptures. Well, it would, as I started diving into this, and the reason I started diving into this was because my oldest child told me that they were transitioning. And so I didn't know what that meant. And then I figured out what that meant. And I started really deep diving into the depths of this. And I had already been researching this because I was seeing these things happen around my country where little children are all of a sudden having sex hormones given to them to block them from developing. And then I'm having doctors on who are talking about how these sex hormones are going to increase their rate of cancer by 20%, increase their rate of suicide by 20 to 30%. Sterilize them from the moment they start taking them. They are almost immediately sterilized. Then I started getting connected with key people who are talking about this issue, who one woman who's awesome, her name is Laura Perry Smaltz. She lived as a man for many years, fully had her breasts removed, had her hysterectomy, and God got a hold of her. And now she's back to being a woman, but I mean, her life is scarred, right? I mean, she's got the repercussions. She can't have children. She doesn't have a uterus. I mean, all of these things. And so the more I got speaking to people and the more I started learning, the more I realized this is dark stuff. And I was talking about it and I was showing slide presentations with very graphic images to make the audience understand just how serious this is, to highlight to people. Again, it's like when you talk about the children, they don't want to hear it. It's hard to look at, and it is hard to look at. And I agree with that. But we cannot turn our head and not look at it, because that doesn't make it go away. So anyway, long story short, I was traveling, speaking. I spoke at a Reawaken event in November of 2022. It was the one and only time I got to speak, and I was exposing Freemasons, I was exposing Disney, and I finished the talk showing a couple slides about the transgender religion. And I took a real strong push and said, this is personal and I'm not going to stop this fight, and we need to save our children from this. And that was the gist of it, basically. And what I did not realize was that the mainstream media were allowed in at that one event. Normally they are not. Normally in the past it was only conservative media that would be at these events. I didn't know that they were there, and honestly I didn't really care, because I'm kind of a bold person. What I did not realize was when that event was over, one of the lead writers for the Huffington Post, which is a very, very large rag magazine.
Left-leaning, very left.
Yeah, probably one of the most extreme left-leaning. I mean, yeah. People who are liberals, they don't even like Huffington Post. They're that liberal.
Yeah.
And so that one of the writers was there, and he tweeted a picture of me. And he made a quote about it. And so did an Australian paper pick up the story. And I knew about the Australian one, and I joked about it and was like, oh, funny. They made some comment about me looking like I was a Southern Belle because I had curly hair. Whatever. I don't care. So I moved on. So that was November. June of 2023. My birthday is June 29th.
We got the same birthday, haven't we?
Oh, what? Isn't that? I always forget that. That's so
crazy. 29th of June.
Yeah. It's a good day. So that week, I feel like my birthday was on a Friday or a Thursday that week. Monday, I got an email from the writer from the Huffington Post. And it said, and I was on my way, I'll never forget, I was in the car driving an hour and a half to go lead worship at a church as they finished out their Pride month of, like, they were praying and making their people understand what the world is doing with Pride Month in June. And so they were having prayer events and to counter that, right? To really just bring people together and go, we're going to praise God in this month. This is his month. It's not evil's month. So I was going there to kind of do a worship and prayer night against this agenda. And on the way there, I happened to be at a stoplight, checked my email, and I got this email. And it was from the lead writer giving me a warning that this article was going to be aired on the 29th, whichever day that was, and that it was already written, but that if I had a comment, he would appreciate a comment. And he gave me like 8 talking points, very high level, of what was going to be included in this article. And I remember getting that, and honestly, I believe I called Deb Williams. I think that she was the first one I thought.
And I think I spoke to you shortly after that, actually, because I can remember you were in the car and you were so shaken up.
Yes. And yeah. And I think because I didn't know who to call. I didn't know, what do I do? I didn't know what to do. And so I think I called her first. She prayed over me and they laughed. They were like, oh, girl, this is good. I'm like, no, I don't think this is good. You know, and they're like, no, no, no. God's going to turn around. I'm like, okay. And they prayed for me. And I went to the event and talked to a couple other people. That was probably when I talked to you too, like to kind of be like, I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should respond. I started to formulate a response. I started like going, what are they talking? And I didn't know the depth. Okay, of how this was going to be written.
This is so dark.
All I knew was these 8 points. And these 8 points, I'm thinking, okay, so what, they're writing an article? And in the email, they said they had talked to my child who, you know, was going through this transitioning. And I'm like, what the? I just didn't know what to think, what to say. So I decided by counsel, through counsel, to not respond. Everybody kind of agreed and they were like, no, no, no. Whatever they've got written is written. And whatever you tell them,
They're gonna twist.
Yeah. They said, do not respond. And so I did not respond. The article came out and
it almost wasn't just an article, was it?
No, I mean,
the level that they
it
went.
It was like a book.
It was double page spread, wasn't it?
Oh, well, it was 22 pages or 24 pages printed, full printed.
That's like a whole newspaper.
Yes. I didn't print it myself, but somebody else printed it. And they told me, they said, do you know how long that is? Because, I mean, it took forever to read. I was like, what the heck? I mean, it was like, it just went on and on and on and on. And they said, yeah, we printed it because it was too long. And that's how long it was printed out. And so it was
how did they track down your daughter? How did they, this all happened when she went into the university system, didn't it?
No. So she never actually went to college, but I'm pretty sure she got probably inundated one on social media. She was one of the kids that was on those Reddit boards. You know, I remember, and that was back when she was like 11 and I had to take her computer from her. She was inundated through social media, the internet, and probably high school is my guess. But she saw this guy's Twitter back in November and she reached out to them and said, why don't I give you the full story? And she collaborated to write this against me. And it was very twisted, like Satan does. It was not truthful, but there were pieces of truth, right? So they would take a piece of truth and twist it into something. And that's all that Satan can do anyway. Yeah. But I went, so that happened at the exact same time that article came out. Within a couple of days, my bank got attacked. I had, I got shut down on PayPal and some of that stuff. I was scheduled to sing.
You had events shut down, didn't you? And then you even had people phoning up your bloody venues, didn't you?
Yes.
I can remember that. You were on a way to go somewhere.
Yep.
And they phoned you. I think you and I were actually talking on the phone and that you got this message that you couldn't go because they were going to do also. I mean, it was
There was a lady in Chicago who started calling the venues where I was scheduled to go and sing. And I mean, when I sing like, you know, oldies and like Dolly Parton and, you know, like classic standards and Broadway stuff. I don't talk politics. I don't talk about anything. And she was threatening the restaurants that she would show up with a team of people to boycott out front if they allowed me on stage. And then to the point where she would call back to find out, is she on stage? She would ask somebody else, is she on stage? Is she there? And so I had gigs canceled, jobs canceled. And then I had sung with a huge orchestra and they got threatened, their whole orchestra and community. It was a community event. The whole community got threatened I've never sung with them again. You know, it was shocking and strange and like, I don't know how, I mean, the story has settled down a little other than if you search for it and my name. So I've had to change my name. Like I was always going by my full name, Tanya Joy Gibson. And now when I do gigs, I just go by Tanya Joy and I'm actually thinking of changing it to just TJ actually, because if you do a search, you find, if you do a search with that full name, Tanya Joy Gibson, usually that article still comes up. So all this time later, they must be paying, you know, understanding algorithms, they must be paying Google and all those to keep it at the front, you know, so that it comes up, even if, and I haven't done it in a while, but if I search and I change the time period, like, you know, to just recent, those things will still come up. That art, like the art, yeah, the Huffington Post article right now, if I put just my name into a search, it's the third thing down. And then after that is article, LGBTQ Nation, the Pink News, Long Reads. These other articles picked, these other news places picked that article up and put, yeah, and rewrote it, redid it, right?
Rehashed it. Yeah, exactly.
Rehashed it. And so, I mean, it caused everything. Like, I didn't know, do I never do another thing again? You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know what do I do next? What do, like, you know,
people don't understand. It's very difficult when you are the sole provider for your family,
right,
and you've got other children and you are on your own.
Yeah.
People, I mean, do not get it.
If
we didn't have kids, we would be up there fighting it.
Right.
But we've got our children. It is our responsibility, yeah, to protect our children. And if you don't have a support network, because they will make sure they scrap your support network.
Right.
Right. Yeah, are like, exactly. I didn't have it as to the extreme, like what you have, but this is what they do. And people
are,
why don't you stand up and fight? Not when you're on your own with your children.
Right.
We're doing all this for our kids.
Frankly, I had to then go after this article came out and after I read it and was devastated, I then had to go pull both of my kids aside, the other kids, and I had to go, look, here's what just happened. And I don't know who's going to come to you and say, I mean, I had people contacting me for a year, over a year. Hey, I just saw that article. Are you okay? I had friends who knew me for years and years who read that article and went to other friends questioning, thinking that that article was true. Friends,
wow.
People who I knew for many, many years from childhood.
Wow.
I had death threats, people sending me, I had to kind of shut all my, that's when I changed a lot of my social media because I was getting death threats. It was horrible.
And you had to close it down. You have to then put it onto not public anymore,
yep,
which then stops you getting the word out further.
That's what I had to do, exactly.
It's literally, this is evil.
Yep.
They are attacking. They go for the vulnerable, not the vulnerable, but they go for a weakest link within, right, people talking. You had stepped out, you'd got on, you were there, and that's, we never finished the conversation. I met, Deborah phoned me up and asked me, said, I've got to attach you to Tanya.
Yeah.
So her and I had this long conversation, and the previous week, I think it was my third interview I'd done with Clay Clark.
Yep.
And it turns out that you were, and we didn't even meet via Clay Clark. We met completely separate on something else. So we had all these different links. So you were in Hollywood, you were an actress, you came up against the fight, you saw what was going on, you started exposing Disney. Clay Clark saw what you were doing, saw about your podcast, invited you on there. So you've been pivoted, you know, you've been pivoted from being the single mum, you know, right, working to do your thing, to doing this podcast, just sharing the truth.
Right.
You've been put on stage, you're out there, and that was it. They can't have it. So they don't go for the people, you know, they won't go for General Flynn. They won't go for, do you know what I mean? The first port of call.
Well, they already did. Yeah.
Who,
I mean,
I know they did, but the first port of call that who it's going to affect the most is the single mums who are only doing what they're doing for their children.
For the children. Right. Exactly. It's, I mean, it's still happening. I know that I have definitely gotten quieter. I'll talk on other shows, but I went through a season afterwards where I did a lot of shows about it, and I exposed it. And if someone, you know, wants to find those, they can find them. I went for quite a season, probably a year, where I really focused hard on really exposing the reality, the dead naming. And now I'm in a private group, like a private support group for moms and dads who go through this. And so I've taken it a little bit more Because the thing is it, I wasn't like, I've in so many ways lost my child on top of it, right? And I, there's nowhere to grieve that. There's no way to process that because.
Did you speak to her after, like when it all happened? Did you speak to her? Have you spoken to her since?
Yeah. So yes. So she reached out to me right away, like within the week, to make it very clear that she's the one who wrote the article. She wanted to take responsibility and she wanted me to know. And then we didn't talk. And now this past summer, she actually reached out for her birthday. And I don't know where she's at, but we have at least a little bit of communication, right? We've had a couple of texts in the last 3 months, but I don't know to what extent. I'm just being very careful, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just
being careful. And the thing is, they don't, I mean, I'm sure one day she will see the light. She has been indoctrinated into something probably through the high schools because, yeah, you know, you've joined our podcast-a-thons and this is all we've been fighting for, is like to save the innocence of our kids.
Right.
You know, it isn't the place of educators to discuss things like sex and stuff. That is a job of a parent.
Right. Exactly.
You know, and now the problem is these teachers now, and this has been, they've been doing this a long game. This is why it's taken so long. People keep saying, why is it taking so long? The deep sector. It has been embedded in every single part of our lives.
I know. It's every so person much deeper that's now, than anybody knows. It's
exactly.
So-
they come out of university. They go to university thinking that's the right thing to do. They get completely brainwashed. And then they go, these people, they've gone so far left. They've gone so extreme. They are then in the classrooms.
Yeah. That's right. Because now they can go after these kids when they're real young.
What they're doing in Wales. They weren't going, bringing that education. This was the whole point. They weren't bringing in for the secondary school girls. I think it's you middle school kids, like from sort of like 12.
Yeah.
They weren't bringing it in. They were bringing it in for the 3-year-olds.
Exactly. Right, because think about it.
It's indoctrinating because the older ones are a bit more clued up. They're getting
it. Yeah. And if
they've got to go to the youngest, they've got to go to there. And unfortunately, the one thing every parent says when their kids start school, which one is way too young, over here they'll shift off to nursery at age 3.
Yeah,
but they're starting at that age. And the fun thing, you say, be good. Do what your teacher tells you.
Right.
Those are what your words are when you send your kids off to school. Be good. Do what you're told.
Yeah.
And all of that. And their brains are like sponges at that age. They suck in absolutely. We are going to have a messed up generation.
They want to please their parents and they want to please, you know,
the teachers.
Yeah. That's what they're made. I mean, it's what we're supposed to. They want to honor and respect and do all these things. But in the meanwhile, parents are sending their kids off into the lion's den without realizing it.
Yeah. I do. Well, God's in control. I think he's making his move.
Yes.
I truly, truly, truly believe that. I mean, the nonsense and the absolute insanity that is going on. You know, I mean, did you see? I don't know if you saw it. I did send it around. I think I sent it to you. Kamala on stage the other day. And what she said, I don't know what, she sounded to me like foghorn leghorn. I'm just going to play this. I don't know if you've heard this, but I'm just going to play this. Listen to this. I don't know. I don't know if you could hear that.
Hang I can't on, hear see. It. No.
Okay. Let's try and do this another way, but you've got to listen to this. She was out. I think she was trying to reach out to Christians. I mean, I don't understand how any Christian would support Kamala Harris because of her abortion, but she sure does. I don't know if you can hear this. Listen to this.
I can't hear it, unfortunately.
Don't worry. I'll send it to you. But she's at a Christian event, and she sounds like foghorn leghorn.
Yeah.
Joy cometh in the morning.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Joy cometh in the morning. I mean, I've never at the end.
She's not real. She's a Jezebel. I mean, that's the part where these Christians that don't see this, like, they are just so blinded.
Isn't it frightening?
Oh, they're so blinded. Yes.
Isn't it frightening? Have you been watching? Have you seen any of Candace Owens' stuff recently? That girl is on fire. There is no black in any of Kamala Harris's history. She has gone way, way back. Irish Indian. There is not one, one shred of black. She is being completely exposed. And then Candace Owens also did the stuff on Brigitte Macron, how she was born a man.
Oh, now that
and she transitioned in her 30s. And she actually groomed Macron because they met when he was 13 years of age.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, she's really on fire at the moment. Yeah. She really is. And I think more so since she's become the Christian, she's obviously now Christian. She's now got two children and she's really seeing it. She's missing the point about Alfred Kinsey, though, of where the education really came on, you know, really got to. Yeah. She's missing that. So
everybody's waking up at a different pace and a different level. You know what I mean?
What are your thoughts on Elon Musk?
Oh, that's a tough
one. I know. I go into exactly the same state as you when somebody asks me, twitchy to hell, you know, the Neuralink and all the rest, but he's turned this page and getting behind Trump the way he is and free speech. So I want to know how you...
I think he can be both. I think right now he's operating maybe both, or he's starting to wake up, or he's starting to see. I think he, you can't ignore the things that he is part of. You know, there's these images out about robots being able to carry babies. The thing we have to remember with all of this, and especially technological items or technologies, AI, whatever it is, there is good and bad to all technology. So the fact that we can be on a show right now and talking across the sea without a delay is technology. That's a great use for technology.
Exactly.
But could they come and take this and abuse it and twist it? Yep, they have. So it's a mixture. And, you know, could the idea of, let's say, somebody who needs a surrogate who can't carry a baby, could that be a good thing? I mean, I don't really know. I don't personally think so, because I don't think a baby should be growing in a robot. But no. I don't know. I have both sides. One part feels, I feel leery. That's all I'll say. I feel leery. I'm keeping my eyes open to him. I think it's great he's coming out to support Trump. I think it's great he's doing the things he is to help the conservatives for free speech. My hope is that will continue, and you know, we won't see the bad. That's my hope.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, I have.
Now here's another one which is difficult to talk about because it is such a big divide nowadays. Israel. Now we are seeing shocking images of the Palestinian. You know, many Palestinians, children dying, but the left seem to not accept what happened that day on October the 7th. I've actually lost some really good people who used to come on my show because I can't get into this because it's a spiritual war. Yeah. The only one who's going to sort this out is God.
Yeah.
It is horrific, but we cannot deny what happened. October the 7th happened.
Right.
Israel gave warning. Yep. That they were coming in. They gave that warning. Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, they don't give warnings.
Right.
They go straight in and they were atrocities. But part of the truth movement, half of the truth movement, thoroughly believe that that never happened, October the 7th.
Yeah, that's the really... That's
this is where it's very difficult.
That's as bad as you know, Hitler and Nazis. The Nazi Jews and the Nazis that killed
the Holocaust deniers and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So the way I look at Israel is I go, you know what? There are the Jewish people that were the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
And it's their land. I've had so much abuse on when I commented on abuse that, you know, Palestinians just want their land. Well, no.
No, it's not their
land. It was
land.
Given to Abraham right. For his people.
But here's what you
got to
remember.
But then obviously you've got the New Agers and everybody else that don't believe that.
Well, and you've also got to remember that the Jewish people, there were two legs of Jews. There was the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then there was the other son that went
Ishmael.
Away. And so you've got two forms. So I actually believe that the reason that the fight, a lot of it, is because there are Jewish people in Palestine who've been sent there, good and bad, real and not necessarily called by God, I should say, right? They're the
ones. Wasn't it Ishmael? And it was, yeah.
So, you know, you've got both sides, but that's a hard one. Yeah, people, again, it's a deep dive that some people understand and some people don't. And
It is a big divide. That's one of the biggest crutches that I'm seeing affecting the truth movement.
Yeah.
That is a thing that everybody.
It's very much one of them. I mean, there's a lot of them, but yeah, that is for sure.
That is a big divide.
This is where people go, well, we're in the days of similar to Revelation, and I can go, okay, I can buy that partly because we are
in a
season where there are wars and rumors of wars, and I believe that's just because, again, we've got a rogue government at the helm of everything.
And they're trying to push forward. They're trying to push forward God's. And no one, Satan can't create anything. Satan can't do anything.
Right.
You know, and they are trying to push this forward, yes. I do believe. Yes, we're seeing a lot of the signs. We're seeing a lot of the signs, and it could very much be that. But I truly believe that this isn't the end.
I don't know what's coming, but I think something's coming, and I'm hoping that it's going to, I am believing that God always rescues his people. Now, that doesn't mean we don't go through hard times. We've been going through hard times, but I don't think it's over yet. And I think that he will and is sending another reprieve. I believe that people have done what the word says, that we would humble ourselves and repent. I do believe that. I mean, if he went and saved, you know, Nineveh or wherever, because, you know, he was saying, Kim, what if I find 10 people? But then you look at Sodom and Gomorrah and look at what that happened. So
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we're not God, right? So I don't know the full answer, but.
And no one, we've been told that no one knows the time.
No,
we
Jesus know that, doesn't but they, know the time. I mean, no, Jesus exactly. doesn't know when he's coming back. So if he doesn't know, how can we know, you know?
Exactly.
But
Did you ever follow Q? Did you ever follow the Q posts?
So I didn't follow Q during the time that it was
You see, I did.
I didn't know about it at that time, actually. So, you got to remember, I only, I just saw the time. I have to watch my time. I've got about 15 minutes left.
Okay, darling.
I did not know about any of this until COVID. So when the
lockdown. So you were on catch up.
I have been on big time catch up. I was somebody, I mean, I'll just say this for people to really understand. This is how God can change somebody. When the 2016 election happened, I did vote for Trump, okay? But I was not a fan of Trump because I believed and watched the mainstream media. And I had the same mindset as everybody else, that he's rude, he says things he shouldn't, and whatever. But that at least he was a business person, and I was willing to have a business person, but I didn't like who he was, okay? During 2016, 2017, even into 2018 and 19, if my parents knew, my mom knew, my son knew, they were realizing, my mom was learning about the tunnels. She was learning about the kids. She would try and tell me things. And I was like, you're crazy. And I got to the point where I'm like, if we talk about Trump again, I'm leaving. I will not stay and hang out at your house. Can you imagine how crazy?
Wow. I watched a Trump rally. You see, I watched one of the Trump rallies and that did it. I was like, oh, every single part of me that was itchy and like, oh, not sure. I watched that rally. And then obviously the Q post started in 2017. And somebody.
Oh, that's when it started. Okay. See, I don't even know when it started. I was so
it was October, but I didn't know then. Okay. It wasn't until the March when Trump bombed that place in Syria. And I'm like, what the hell? And somebody messaged me. She said, Lou, you need to go and look into this. Wow. And that was in the March. So yeah. I went back, and then they started posting about Nexium Alison Mack.
Oh, wow.
And then Epstein was mentioned. And I was talking about Epstein when I was presenting the UK column back in like 2011. Nobody had heard of him. Do you know what I mean? Wow. It wasn't. So I was talking, and I'm like, oh my God. So everything that I'd been doing up and like for the last 7 years, trying to expose the child abuse, there's this board that's coming out with it all. And I followed it the whole way through. I tell you, I've been mocked by so many people. I don't care.
Yeah. No, what, because you have to get to a point where it doesn't matter if you believe
it. Doesn't matter because this is every, you go back, the day Diddy, the day Diddy was arrested, you go back to the Q posts to that day, bye-bye Hollywood or bye-bye music industry was the post.
Oh my gosh. See, I would everything love that's now, happened, and I wish now that I did know because, and I've asked friends like, okay, because something will happen and I'll be like, oh my gosh, this was Q, but how do I find it? I don't even, like, I just didn't even know how to find
I
it.
Can show, but what's interesting, all everything that's going on now, and you can see, I can see nearly every day, if I, maybe I'll put on the Five or whatever, Benny Johnson, I'll put on Benny and everything that this is saying, this, it's like, we know. And what Q was telling us is it's going to get to the precipice of practical nuclear war.
Which is where
because
we're
this is the only way people are going to realize.
Yeah.
And this last 4 years, look at what's happened. People are ashamed to admit they were voting for Trump.
Right.
You know, all these black, you know, Benny went into the hood and they were coming and getting baseball caps off him.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's unbelievable, this movement. Crazy. And Trump, I believe, knew what was going to go on. They knew that steal was going to happen.
I think.
And he's put him forward. He's gone forward and he's taken the brunt for everyone. He's gone through those trials. Yeah. If they can do it, and he's gone through. This is planned. It's got to get to a precipice.
Yep.
And we know military has got to be in control. It's the only way.
The
so this
I
is where
yep,
I'm
where
thinking. It's either going to be such a, they're going to steal it and it's so, the country's going to go into uproar and the military are going to have to investigate. They're going to have all the evidence that all the people like Sidney Powell, Stop the Steal, right. All of those different people had gone and been given evidence in court that were all pushed aside.
Yeah.
They're going to have all that evidence there. It's going to show it's true. They're going to look in Dominion. Military are going to have to come into control. Trump will still be president, but it's going to have to be there. And it's going to end up, this is what I'm saying, with regards to me following America more than I do the UK.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I know,
going,
I'm so good at it.
It's going to topple because the UK was so involved via Five Eyes on the spying of the Trump campaign.
Yeah.
They were the number one. So it's all got to come out. The royal family have gone. Like anybody believes that the royal family have anything like that, they're gone. You've got Prince William and Kate living in a 4-bedroom cottage on the grounds of Windsor Castle. That's the future king in a 4-bedroom cottage.
Yeah.
Kate disappeared, as everybody knows. I started that.
Well, yeah, even that, she's still gone. Where do you think she is?
She's dead, and it's either CGI, holograms, whatever that they use, because we know they've got the technology, or Dolly the sheep was cloned. And we looked this up. Can you believe it was something in 2000 or 1998?
I know, right?
I thought it was in the 80s.
It was so long. No, it wasn't.
It was a long time ago, but I thought it was even further back.
Yeah.
But that was that, and they say it's 6 months to clone. Kate was missing 7.5 months.
Yeah.
And she's turned up with a BBL and a new face.
Right.
And everything else. No pictures of any of the family visiting her. No pictures of the children. No one sees them at all anywhere. All these AI photos and everything else. I don't know. But the royal family are gone. We are watching the collapse right now of the deep state and Hollywood. Yeah. Is gone. And the people in the UK, there's a lot of worried people in the UK. David and Victoria Beckham were at those parties.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. So I know you've got to go, and I can actually go for another. I can't believe how quickly we've done an hour.
Well, we need to
minutes.
Do this more often.
We should do. We should just get a day. We do it once a month. Have a catch up. Let's
absolutely,
do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How can people check out what you're doing? I know you're not doing much at the moment, and you're just like,
most of what I'm doing is actually really focusing kind of on my singing and acting career and things that can bring me some money because I have bills to pay right now. And but people can check me out and pretty much find everything at TanyaJoy.tv, and that's spelled TanyaJoy.tv. That's my main website, and I have things that, you know, I have all sorts of things on there. I've got my singing, my acting. There's a spot for my podcast, and so if you dive, if you see things, I do also run a nonprofit ministry, and so for people that, you know, do want to help support, they can do that on their tax deductible. That was originally, and it's not a 501c3, just so everyone knows. It's a
what is a 501c3? I have, you know, I don't know what that is.
A 501c3 is what most of the churches are here, but what that does is it puts you under complete control of the government. That's how come so many of the churches can't talk politics, because they're afraid, because they've already signed a 501c3 to give them their tax-free status. And in exchange, the government says, you're no longer allowed to speak about anything political.
Wow.
Now, there's another option that's a 508c1a or those kinds of things. That's more what I am. That's more being like a sovereign church. And it's constitutional. It's written in the IRS code, but you just have to do it a little different, because then you can talk about whatever you want. So
I'm with you. Can I just ask, totally random, have you heard the name of Lou Taylor and TriStar Sports?
I feel like I have, but I don't know why.
Oh my God. If you ever get a chance, just look into who this woman is. She was the woman who put Britney Spears in the conservatorship. She's manager. She's linked to the Hillsong Church. She's in business with Chris Kardashian. One of her other business partners, Debbie Greenhill, I think her name is mentioned in little Rod Jones's lawsuit against Diddy.
Oh my gosh.
This Lou Taylor is the devil personified.
Holy
and she God. Runs Hollywood.
Yeah, that's, oh my gosh.
Well, that's a conversation for another day.
Yeah, we'll do that next time. And it'll be after the election. So, you know.
Yes, well, what I'd like to do is, even if you've just got 15 minutes on the 6th, and any time of day, even if I just press record on a voice note.
Yeah, let's do it.
Little update of what happened the previous night. Because we were planning to come over for inauguration. Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
we were trying to
do
a start of fun.
It's going to be real interesting. I'm trying to figure out, I was thinking about, like, do I want to do a live feed during the election? Do I want to just sit and take it all in? I'm not 100% sure what I'm going to do just yet.
We could maybe do something together.
Yeah. I'm just not sure if I just don't know yet if I want to be on the air during all of it, or because it's not, no one's going to know anything till late, I don't think.
Yeah. If you and I are both up and it's coming towards the final. We could maybe, if we both fill up to it, but one of us could go live and we could both be there and just do a reaction, even if it's
just
for half an hour.
I was thinking, that was kind of what I was thinking. So let's just stay in touch about that. That's a good idea.
Thank you, Joy Gibson. I am honored.
Oh, I love you, girl.
So long overdue. And we need to do this. We need to do this again.
Yes.
So, thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
And keep shining your wonderful light, darling.
Thank you. You too, my dear. It's so
God
good
bless
to
you.
Be with you. Love you.
Love you more. So that was it. Check out Tanya. She's honestly, she's the shining light, and she's for the truth, and she's for Jesus. And I'm very, very lucky to have her as my friend. So that's it. We're going to be back tomorrow with another live show from America. Hopefully we're going to have Deborah Williams on one day this week. I have reached out to Julie Green. We're going to hopefully have Greg Fernandez Jr., who's part of We Are Change San Francisco and is always down there at Bilderberg. So yeah, it's going to be a good week. libertytactics.co.uk. If you feel led to do so and you'd like to support us, we would very, very much appreciate a coffee. And that's it. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless.